Today's daf is daf Nun Zayin, Shavua Tov. We're holding at the Mishnah right at the top. Look at Mishnah. Konim Perot Ha'il Alay. Konim Hen Alpi. Konim Hen Lifi. Asur Bechilufayhen Ubegidilehen. So if somebody asks particular Perot on him, this is the way the Ram learns, that because of the fact that he made these particular perot asur, that's why the chilufim and the gilulim are asur. As we saw earlier, we couldn't have said this if we wouldn't have said a lie, because even though indeed there may be a general din that any time that there's isurei hana'ah, this was Rami Bar Chama's question earlier, any time that there's isurei hana'ah, there's always a possibility that there's a takona derabanan to asur chilufim. That's true, but the thing is that since the Mishnah over here does not define who does the hachlafot, instead of somebody else's machlif, then it really wouldn't be awesome. We can't say that it's talking about the reliance on that idea. Over here, since it's a general rule, indeed it's dependent on him saying ha'elu. The Ram learns that we come out at any kainim. If he uses the lashon of kohenim, so then chiluf and gidulim is also. And that's not the reason it says over here, because maybe it's talking about khalif of somebody else. It's very simple. If you want to talk about the gidulim, and the Paris person didn't say elu, he just said peirot, so he couldn't eat the gidulim even if there weren't the gidulim of these peirot, because they're also peirot. The only way to get into the question of whether gidulim or aser is by saying peirot elu, because otherwise you ask for the gidulim as well. Okay. But basically we know this, that element of the sugya, we know before from our explorations of the Rami Bar Chama Abaye. Shani Ochel, in a case where a person says Shani Ochel v'shani to'im. So over there, again, the Ram learns that this is not talking about going back to Konin Perot Ha'elu. And his raya is because in the previous sugya we wanted to bring a raya whether Shani Ochel v'shani to'im is sufficient to create the Isser on Gidulim and Chilufim, and whether we say that the thing itself was Asr. Yotze Mehem is Asr, but the Chilufim Gidulim is Mutter. And he says we couldn't possibly have brought that as a Raya if you would have said Eil. So obviously when it says over here, when the Shani Ochel V'Shani To'im, it's an alternative to Perot Eil. There is Perot, Shani Ochel V'Shani To'im. So then the Shani Ochel V'Shani To'im limits the Isser, because it's only the thing itself that I can taste. If I can't taste the thing itself, what he's saying is that anything that may be technically an extension of those pears, but it's not the time of those pears, I'm not ushering on myself the time of those pears. So even though he's being mosif, in a sense, and that may be lagabe the etzem thing itself, hayotzemihem, but something that is not them, he's being mamaya. So the lashon of shani tohem, shani, or chavash shani tohem, which you think is adding Isser, does not add Isser in terms of chilufim and gidulim. When do we say all of the above? What is meant by all of the above? There's two elements of all of the above. We have the kone peres elo alai asur bechilufinu begidulehem, which is mashma that he is mutar in gidulei gidulehem. That it's only the gidulim that are us. Furthermore, we're talking about an Isser as well in cases where there's mutar begidulim. But all of that's talking about only b'dovah shezaro kala, either direction. In other words, to say that you would be mutter in gidulei gidulei, or that you're mutter even in gidulei, in the cases where you're mutter, that's only talking about where you have a seed. You plant the seed basically is not noticeable in what it is that grows. But if you plant a potato, well, that's a whole different question, because over there the original potato is still there, it just keeps budding now, you have additional. That's talking about the Dovash Ein Zaro Kala. Over there, it continues to Aser, even Gidulei Gidulim, because the original potato is still extant in this mixture. We'll see later on questions of mixtures, whether it's considered to be, you can be Mavato something from by the Gidulim, which we'll get to on another base. Ha'omer li Ishto, Koni Maasei Adayech Alai. We had this discussion also before. How could you possibly aser now Maasei Adayech, which is a davar shel abal yolam, or it's considered to be something which is just the maisim, if it's just the maisim itself is not a davar that has mamashut, and it has to be tangible. Because we're talking about, as we explained earlier, the Maise, the Yadayim for the Maise Yadayim, we had a number of approaches before. Or is it Konim Ama Pi, Konim Lifi? So in all of those cases, you don't need to say Elu. Because by identifying, specifying which Perot, you're talking about the equivalent of Elu. So this definitely is a case of Elu. And therefore, you're also b'chilufeinu b'gidulehim. This is, in fact, the way the Ran learns the Chiddush. That's gufot it's kabikatomi, and having identified it, I don't merely mean to aser b'achilu. If you say shani ochel v'shani to'im, in this case, mutar b'chilufeinu u'b'gidulehim. So this case, says the Ran, is a bigger Chiddush than that same statement that we had just a few lines ago. Because a few lines ago, all we were talking about, since we weren't talking about the case of Elu, all we were saying is that you have an added iser when you say shani ochel v'shani to'im, other than in hayotzei mehem. But that's because the thing itself is there. It's the apple juice from the apple, which is not the equivalent of gidulim and chilufim. So there you have a chiddush that despite the fact that you added iser, the iser that you add is only in the etzem thing itself, the yotzei mehem. Here we have a chiddush that not only does it not add iser, it creates heter. Because since you said Elu, you would have been Usser in the Chilufim of the Gedulim. Now that you said that, which ostensibly adds Isser, which you might accord in the sense of the thing itself, in the other case, in this case, actually makes it more Mutter. Because since you're identifying the Neder to be only that in which I can still taste the thing, Shani To'im, so over there, since I can't taste it now, it's Mutter in the Chilufim and the Gedulim. I'm sorry I missed the 5:30 shir when you were sitting here, but... You know, the one that you wanted to come to. Yeah, but it's okay. All right, but a dovash ein zaroka. Now you plant a potato, so then afila gidulei gidulin would be asur. Now, sha'ato sa eni ochel ada pesach. Sha'ato sa eni mitkase ada pesach. So now, it's a rather strange way of phrasing that. That which you make, I will not eat until Pesach. Now, since this guy obviously is a little bit grammatically challenged, we could have understood this to mean that which you make until Pesach I won't eat. But it doesn't mean that. It means that that which was made before the Pesach, astalik, ne'a Pesach mutar l'achol l'itkasot, that which she is makes. Now, so in other words, what it is that she made isn't the problem. Achra Pesach, that's okay. It's the timing that's the problem. So eni ochel ada Pesach means I will not eat ada Pesach that which you make. But if she makes something and now it's after Pesach, that's fine. But had he phrased it she'ato sa ada Pesach eni ochel or she'ato sa ada Pesach eni mikaseh, whatever you make until Pesach, I will not wear. I will not eat. So then it's only a function of when it is that she makes it. Asur le'achol or to be mikaseh achra Pesach. Anything that she would make, not during that time period, of course, would be okay to eat at any time. Shane netli ad Pesach im olechet ad beit avich ad hachak. Now, over here, of course, this was an issue that we spoke about earlier. And that was the question of whether, the famous machlokas we had between Reb Yehuda and Reb Nachman, whether a person needs to be zohir on a tznai that he makes in a neder because we're afraid that once he's already over that part, which is the Isser, he's not going to be Zoyer in the Tanai. So we had a Machlokas really how to understand this, because it's saying, if you go to your parents' home until Sukkot, you're not allowed to be Nenet to Pesach. So now, we don't know if she's going to go until Sukkot. Is she allowed now to be Nenet because of the fear that maybe she will go after Pesach? That was a Machlokas review to run that. So if you say that we don't trust people to be Zoyer in a Tznai when the actual Isser is over, the Neder was only until Pesach. So she's not going to think to herself, well, I was Nena before Pesach, I better not go. I was already Nena, what the heck? I mean, that's over already. So if I go now, I'm not going to go back in time to get Aser. That was a Shalva. So there are two ways of learning the Mishnah. One way of learning the Mishnah is that Adap is ima lechet atabed adachag, so I'll call if there pesach resurba na, benana to adap pesach, that only means to be chai of malchus. But you're always going to be a surba na adap pesach, and it is because of the chashash that you'll come later to go. Or, Maybe it means literally. If you didn't go before Pesach, you don't have to worry about it, because if you will be dana before Pesach, so then you'll know to be careful ad akar. That was good for the makhlok. There's two ways of learning this Mishnah. If now she was nana liachar ha-Pesach, then she would in fact be ovron ba-yachel, because she now made it also what she did before. So over there, al-Khalifne ha-Pesach, she's a surban ha-to ad-achag, and even to be chayim. Umuteret elech achra Pesach, in the event that she was nizeret. Or, because she will vada be nizeret again, depending on how you learn. Says the Gemara. Let's going back now to the Mishnah. Omer li ishto konim ase adayach alai, konim hen hapi, konim hen lefi, and then we continue on to say that the halacha is that it depends, giduleyem, whether it's davish zarakola, lo zarakola, and so on. Now Yishmael, who came from a kvar that was on the seashore, ish kvar yama, which is not identified, or another girsa is, he was an ish kvar dayama, that was the name of the kvar. And it wasn't, I mean, probably was on the sea, but the point is that that's not a reference to the sea. Anyway, Halabiyado, he now sent us a she'ela. This Halabiyado is a way in which we can make reference to asking a question. So what did he ask? His question was like this. Batzal she'akro b'shvi'it. You have now a shvi'it batzal. And now you plant this batzal in the eighth year. And now there's tons of growth on this batzal, to the extent that it grew so much that there's sufficient there to be mevatel, the original batzal. So now, Rabu Gidulav al Ikaro. Vokitami boiling. Gidulav heter. The Ikaro Isur. In the case where you have Gidulav of heter, the Ikar is also. Kivan the Rabu Gidulav mi Ikaro, otan Gidulay heter malinata Isur. Alo, my question would be, what is the halacha, since Rabu Gidulav al Ikaro, can you use the new growth to be mevatel that which had been the original Isur? Now the Ran understands this to me very differently from what it seems to be saying. And we will see what pushes him into the strange pirush that he gives the Gemara in a moment. But the Ran understands that actually all that he was asking was, are Gidulei Isur Asur or not? And that he could have simply put the question like that. And since the two questions are completely interdependent, if they are heter, then why wouldn't they now be mala the iser? If they're aser, obviously the whole thing is aser and won't be mala the iser. That's an awfully strange pirish. And obviously the simple pirish is whether something that grew from the very thing that it's attached to now is considered to be shayach to actually be mevatel it or not. So, but we'll see in the Gemara there's a strong reason for us to understand the question to be that. So now comes along, he asked this question to Rav Ami, out of the comment of Rav Ami, and Rav Ami didn't know the answer. Lo havi biyada. So out of the comment of Rav Yitzhak Nafcha brought him a raya. He said, I'll prove it to you from here. So Pashat le min hada di omer Rabbi Chanina atarita, omer Rabbi Yanai. Here was the case that we have a precedent for. Seems to be based on the same issue. Batzal shel truma shenita'o v'rabo gidulav al ikaro mutar. So if you plant now truma, when we say mutar, obviously we don't mean it's mutar, that it's not, you don't need to take maaser. In other words, it's not truma. And now you could eat it aray, but it became batel. The original batzal is batel. So the same thing should be true over here when it comes to shemitah. So now the gidulim have come along and have been mevato, the original part, which is truma. Now the whole thing is considered to be heter. It's not. He planted it. Yeah. But now...
He knows
okay, fine. So maybe only for other people. If there's a question that that's considered to be mevato, so it will be only for other people. But The thing itself is mutar. We won't get into the question of whether he did it on purpose, whether that's called bitulu specifically or not. So now the problem was that Rabbi Yirmiyahu overheard this raya from the case of Rabbi Yannai. He said to him, Amalei Rabbi Yirmiyahu, it was Rabbi Zrika, said to him, how can you bring a raya from that case? You know, we're talking about Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. How can you bring a raya from that case? Shavik mar train v'avik echad. There's two cases that say clearly not like that. So you're leaving out the majority of the information, which is the two cases, and you're bringing a raya from Rabbi Yannai, which does not seem to be la halacha, because we have two very important precedents that say the opposite. What am I referring to? Ma ninu train. Who are these two cases? So we have one case, which is Rabbi Avu, quotes Rabbi Yochanan, an essay, that in a case where you take a young tree meaning that it's still within the Shnot or La, and you went ahead now and you grafted it on Sivcha Bizikina. Normally when you do that, we look at the growth from that grafted branch as being part of the Zikina, and there's no problems of Arla. Problem is that in this case, there were already fruit on the Yalda. And now it continues to grow on the Zikina. The new growth would appear to be Heter, because it's growing from the Zikina. The old growth, however, remains Asur. So it's very much this question. You planted Truma, you planted Bitzelim. So it says there, Af al pisho sifa mataim Asur. Despite the fact that the new growth is coming from the Zikena, it's nonetheless Asur, even though it's 200 to 1, which is the shear of the Bitul. Which means, the way the Ram is learning it, that Gidulim are Asurim. But in any event, it's certain, however we learn it, it certainly means that it was not Mevatel, the original amount. The other cases that Reb Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Amar Rabbi Yonatan says, another similar case, which is a precedent, the iser, not the heter, is that if you went ahead and you planted a batzal shinetao bikeren, and now ne'ekar hakeren, so now this batzal initially grows be'isur, is kloy keren, now the keren is removed, and it continues to grow. And it grows to such an extent now that it will be mavato, the original, the 200 to 1, and it should be mavato. Nonetheless, it's awesome. Uh-huh. So Hadar Ata the Kami de Rav Ami. So he went back to Rav Ami, now complaining. So now what indeed is the right shot? Because originally Rav Yitzchak Nafcha came along to say that we could paskin based on Rav Yannai, but originally he had gone to Rav Ami and Lohavi Biyadei. So now he brings the information. So what's indeed going to be the, I mean, I've got two against one, should we paskin l'chumra? Comes along Rav Ami and said, look, I've researched it, and I'll bring you a raya from the following. The Omer of Yitzchak, Omer of Yochanan, litra bitzalim shetikna. You went ahead now, and you had a bunch of onions. You went ahead and you were metaken those onions, took off trubas and maestras, now, and you go ahead and you plant it. We use the lotion of zara here on bitzalim as if it's a zriyah, because they're little bitzalim, there's a lot of them, so you planted the whole thing, so we instead of, okay, so you were zoreah the bitzalim. The din is that mit aseret lefi kula, the original part, which is heter, so every new batzal now that's growing has a lot of batzal that wasn't meiser, but it still has its core batzal, which was meiser. You have to take off meiser from the whole thing. Alma, so you see from there, says Rav Ami, that otan gidulim mivatlin haikar. So you see from here that we don't even look at the original batzal and say it's mutter. Now, even though this is Rav Yochanan, and before we had Rav Yochanan quoted by Rabbi Avu the opposite, that was the one of the two cases was Rabbi Avu on Rabbi Yochanan. It was a precedent to Aser. Rav Ami brings him that actually Rav Yochanan himself, according to another man, the Amar, which was Rav Yitzchak, said the opposite. So we no longer have our two against one. I mean, because it may very well be that actually we had misquoted it. We often find there's different Amoraim quoting Rav Yochanan. It is on the contrary. Forget about what Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha brought you from Rabbi Yana. There's also Rabbi Yochanan who says the same thing, that it's mutter. Says the Gemara, you can't bring a raya from over there because over there we're going with Chumrah. So we're trying to be machmir and say you should take off Meiser anyway. But he's saying, can we be Mekel to be Mater the Shemitah? So Dilma Lechumrah shining. Now here is where the Ran is forced to learn his pshat. Why? Because it's absurd to say Lechumra Shine, since this is going to lead to horrific kulas. If Lamaisa, this thing is really potter. So what are you going to say? You're going to say, yeah, but we'll be mechayiv you to take off Meiser Lechumra. So the guy is going to think that he's really chayiv in Meiser, right? So we end up with problems. Maybe he'll take off min haptur, alachiyav, min achiyav, alaptur. Fine. We have an eitz out of that. What's our standard eitz? Our template eitz is, you can only take off meiser minehu bei, right? Yeah. Problem is, that even minehu bei, it doesn't work. You can only take off meiser from the thing on itself. This is a thing that we do sometimes in order to avoid problems of min haptur achiyav. So we say from this type of situation where things grow and continue to grow from the original kernel, so then when you take off Meiser on, from the thing on the thing. Don't go to other cases. Don't start jumping to conclusions about whether it's really Chayav B'di Raisa or it's Chayav on the Midrash, but so on and so forth. We had that Eitzah before. So, a lot of good that Eitzah is going to do you. Because even if you take it off, the Minei Ubei, what's going to happen is there's a chelik in it that is asr, a chelik in it that is mutter. I mean, how exactly are you going to? Because you have the part that was mitukan. If you're telling me that it's actually the whole thing is one thing, so then you're pretending something that isn't so. So you can't even do that. So the Ran is saying the way I'm learning, there's not a problem at all over here, because the truth is that Gidulin are ke'ikr, and that was really the question he had all along. If the Gidulin are ke'ikr, then they really have the same halacha, and they're all potter. So you're not going to come to a problem. But if you learn the Gemara the way the Gemara appears to be, the ikr definitely remains. That's the question. The only shaila is, what's the halacha? What effect can I have on it? But the way I'm understanding, he says, the point over here is that Gidulin have exactly the same din of the Iker. Okay, so therefore, since the Iker is Potter, the Gidulin are Potter. In this case, we're going to be Machmer. It's entirely a Chumrah, because whatever you're taking off is going to be Heter. Therefore, I learned that the case in the Gemara is actually a question which was stated in a complicated way, but was a simple question. The question is the Gidulin like the Iker, is it not like the Iker? If the Gidulin are like the Iker, so then we'll treat it, therefore, as Kulay Yisr, obviously, or in this case, Kulay Heter. And we're only being Machmir to say, treat it as if it's Kulay Yisr. But in action, it's Kulay Heter. So you're not doing anything wrong, no matter which part you take of it. Right? Mashenkin, if I learned that the question is how I'm supposed to look at it, so now I got a problem. How do I get rid of the actual piece? Okay, the Rush learns that we'll have to say that even though normally when you have a Dover Yavesh, and this is clearly a Dover Yavesh, it's a Batzal. When you have a liquid and you have a mixture over there, the halacha is that the entire thing can become bottled because you no longer can trace it. In a Dover Yavesh, obviously, you don't really physically mix. You haven't ground up the whole thing to physically mix the original batzal with the other pieces. If we're going to learn that this is a question of bittul, it's an awfully strange bittul. He says you'll have to say that even though there's no actual grinding up, that since over here you have the yinika of the karka and the continued growth goes through the whole thing, it's the equivalent of boiling it all up together. So the whole thing now has become mixed, including the original part. Because otherwise, since he doesn't want to deal with it the way the Ran does, otherwise you have an impossible situation. How can you say it's l'chumri? You can end up taking min aptur alachiyah, min achiyah l'vatur, and we're not even if you tell him to take it minei obey. So we have two very different ways of understanding the Gemara. We're going to see more about this tomorrow. But I think we'll leave it here because the next piece, there's no way to stop it. That's like sort of like, you know, it's like eating potato chips. Konim perota elo alai konim en api konim em lifi asu bichilufeinu begidulehem sheini ochel b'sheini toeim then mutar bichilufeinu begidulehem. When do we say all of the above, namely that gidule gidulim are mutar, and that there are cases where even gidulim are mutar? Only b'davar shezaro kala, aber b'davar shein zaro kala, then there's no way to be matzah the gidulim, and in fact afilu gidule gidulim are asuri. Ha'omer li ishto konim ma'asei adayich alai, konim en api, konim en lifi, asur b'chilufeinu b'gidulehem. In this case, it's the equivalent of elu, and nonetheless comes the Mishnah B'machadesh, that if you add shani ochel v'shani to'em, not only haven't you added isur, you subtracted isur, because in that case, mutar b'chilufeinu b'gidulehem, because you're not getting the taste of the original thing. Again, b'davar shezaro kala, b'davar shein zaro kara, afilu gidule gidulin asurim. It must have had a lot to eat. His stomach problems are going all the way to the other side of the room.
So then the ada pesach is taken to mean only what it's immediately adjacent to.
And therefore, astal lifnei ha-pesach mutar v'le'echol litkasot achar ha-pesach. But if you say shat osa ad ha-pesach eni ochel, then the ad ha-pesach is seen as an adjective to define the atosa. And in that case, or shat osa ad ha-pesach eni mitkaseh, in that case, astal lifnei ha-pesach asur le'echol litkasot achar ha-pesach is identifying the object, not the time of the yisr. So if the object was made before Pesach, it's also forever. Sha'at nenetli ad ha-pesach im holechet at lebeit avich ad ha-chag, which involves us in the machlokas Rav Yehuda Rav Nachman earlier about whether people will be nizar in a t'nai or only nizar in the actual matter, which will define us how to learn this piece of the Mishnah. Halkal lifnei ha-pesach asura banato ad ha-pesach. This either means if she did, then she's asur, but she could have, or it means no, if she did, then she's so asur that she's going to have a malchus, but she always would have been asur anyway. Li'achra pesach bebal yachel retroactively. Sha'anenet li'adachag im olechet at lebeit avich ad ha-pesach, halcha lifnei ha-pesach asura banato ad ha-chag, umuteret leilech achra pesach. Omer li'ishto konim ase yadayach alai konim en api konim en lafi. This is actually the wrong introduction to this next piece of the Gemara, but we'll ignore that. Yishmol ishkvar yama, ishkvar di yama, which may even be in a place in Barnea's neighborhood, but we don't know. Helabiado butz, hel the following shayla. Doesn't mean he picked a batzal. Batzal she akro bishviit, udito'o bishminit, v'robo gidulav al ikaro. So what's my question? Gidulav heter, v'ikaro is now isr. So, given the robo gidulav mikaro, otan gidulay heter, malinat isur, olo, which according to Ron actually means, or otam hagidulim heter, not given that the gidulim are heter, can they be levat? Otel kami de rabami, lo havi biade. Otel kami de rietzik napcha, poshet le menada de omer rabbi chanina tarito, oh, omer rabbi anai, batzal, shel trumash netao, verobo gidulava likaro, mutar. Omer le rabbi yirme vitema rabbi zreka, if you're looking for precedents, it's a strange precedent to bring. Because shavik martrain, there were two opposite precedents that you just for conveniently ignored, v'avit kachat, mani la train. Well, first of all, there's Amr Bevu, Amr Yochanan, Yalda. This is talking about a within 3 year Natiya. So it's still young in the sense of being involved in Isser Orla. And it had Perot on it, and you were Safcha Bezikina. Uba Perot. So Afa Pisho Sifa Matayim, the next 200 times as much fruit grew from after the grafting on the Zikina, and therefore wouldn't have a din of Orla. Nonetheless, it's Asur, and normally 200 is Mavatal Orla. So you see, it's not Mavatal. Or, you see, it's all Isur, the way the Ron is learning. Romer Shmuel Barav Nachmeni, Omer Rabbi Yonatan, same idea, a Batzal, Shinita'o B'Kerem, and it became Asur, now it's Kloya Kerem. Now it continues to grow after Ne'ekar HaKerem,
and it continues to grow so much it would be mavato the original isur, nonetheless, remains asur. Which means now that Rabbi Yochanan does not say what Rabbi Avu quoted him as saying, and rather he says the opposite, that you do look at it as being batal. Nonetheless, you have to take off maaser lefi kula. So what do you see from there? That even the original litra is the entire thing, all otan gidulim, ramavatal, the heter of the original litra that was already meisered. No, so, I mean, that's a chumrah, dimel chumrah shiny. I mean, obviously, you can't bring a raya from there to kula now, can you? To be continued. Same place, same station, different time.